Chapter 9, Telling the Story. Finally, the hugging and crying and laughing died down. The villagers started walking back to their huts. Jack and Annie followed Boca, Kama, and their parents.
"We felt the ground shaking," said Boca and Kama's father. "We knew a big wave might follow."
"Jack saved us," said Boca. "He read in a book and found out about the big waves."
"What's a book?" asked his mother.
"Show them," Annie said to Jack.
Jack reached into his pack and took out their research book.
"It tells about the big waves in here," he said. "Books give lots of information."
"Ah," said Boca and Kama's mother. "A book is a good thing."
"Books tell stories, too," said Annie.
"That is impossible," said Kama. "The book cannot move its feet or wave its hands. It cannot sing or chant."
"That's true," said Jack, smiling.
"Now we should do the hula," Boca said to Annie, Kama, and Jack, "and tell our story."
"I'll watch," said Jack, stepping away.
Boca and Kama's father called for music. The villagers gathered around. A man started to play a pipe. A teenage boy knocked two sticks together. Some women began shaking rattles. Boca, Kama, and Annie waved their hands in time to the music. They stepped from side to side. They swayed their hips. Kama chanted about going out into the water. She, Boca, and Annie waved their hands to show how they paddled out to sea. Kama chanted about how Jack had warned them. She and the others waved their hands to show how they rowed their surfboards to shore.
Then Jack surprised himself. He waved his hands to show how he rowed his surfboard like a bird soaring through the air. The next thing he knew, he was stepping from side to side. He was swaying his hips. He was doing the hula.
Kama chanted about how the water had pulled away from the shore and how they had climbed to safety and how the giant wave had crashed against the cliff. As Kama chanted the story, all the villagers joined in the dance. The tall grasses swayed, the palm trees swayed, and all the hula dancers swayed too. When the story ended, everyone clapped.
"Thanks for helping us," Boca said to Jack and Annie.
"We're a good team," said Annie.
"We are best friends," said Kama.
"Yeah," said Jack. "I'm sorry I said mean things."
"We're sorry we laughed at you," said Boca.
"I'm sorry I grabbed the book," said Annie.
"Our mother says friendship is like riding the waves," said Kama. "Sometimes you ride low, gentle waves. Sometimes you ride high, rough ones."
Annie gasped. She looked at Jack. She repeated Morgan's rhyme.
"To find a special magic, build a special kind of ship that rides the waves both high and low on every kind of trip."
"Friendship, that's the ship," said Jack.
"And we built it," said Annie.
She and Jack burst out laughing. Boca and Kama looked a little confused, but they laughed too.
"We have to go back to our own home now," Annie said to Boca and Kama.
"It's time to say goodbye," said Jack.
"We never say goodbye," said Kama. "We say aloha when we greet our friends, and we say aloha when we leave them."
"Friends are always together," said Boca, "even when they are far apart."
"Have a good journey in your magic treehouse," said Kama.
"Thanks," said Jack and Annie. They waved to all the villagers. "Aloha!
Aloha!"
everyone called back. Then Annie and Jack started through the meadow. Tiny yellow birds and orange and black butterflies flitted about them. At the edge of the meadow, they came to the grove of palm trees. They climbed up the rope ladder into the treehouse. Out the window, Jack saw the tall mountains, the small village, the flowery meadow, and the ocean. The water was peaceful again.
"I still have my lei," said Annie.
She took it off. Though the red flowers were wet, they were still a little fluffy.
"It's proof that we found the special magic," said Jack, "the magic of friendship."
Annie put the lei on the floor next to the play scrolls, the twig, and the corn seeds. Then she picked up the Pennsylvania book.
"Ready?"
she asked. Jack sighed.
I love Hawaii, he said.
Finally, you admit it, said Annie.
She pointed at a picture of the Frog Creek Woods.
I wish we could go home now.
The wind started to blow. The treehouse started to spin. It spun faster and faster. Then everything was still, absolutely still.